We go now to Michael Farr. He's the president of Farr, Miller & Washington. It's an investment firm in Washington, D.C. Mr. Farr, your reaction to this?
Madeline, I'm a little shocked. I thought that this would certainly pass. I think most of Wall Street thought that this bill would pass. And you can see Wall Street's disappointment. They vote with their feet. We saw the markets drop almost 700 points immediately as it appeared the bill would fail.
So what are investors doing right now? Are they putting all their money into T-bills?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what they're doing. We're seeing treasuries rally very, very strongly. Yields on one-year treasuries are now less than 1%. The two-year is 1.75%. And we've seen a very strong rally. The 10-year treasury yielding 3.6%. That's really interesting because the rate of inflation is higher than 3.6%. That means that people are willing to lock up their money for a pre-tax return when they're losing purchasing power against inflation. The conclusion there is, of course, that a return of your principal is suddenly much more important than a return on your principal.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the Fed? What can the Fed do to inject some liquidity into this market?
The Fed did inject some liquidity this morning, and they can certainly make another Fed pass. They have different opportunities to inject capital. The problem is time is running out, and time's running out in two different ways. It's running out for different financial institutions. We saw that for Wachovia this morning. Essentially, it failed and was taken over by Citigroup. There are others with their heads essentially on the block, and they need some sort of support or they too will fail. These bank failures are not good. The other thing that's going on is a sort of collective patience. Americans are trusting that Congress will do something to patch this hole in the boat. They have the means to patch the hole in the boat. The boat's still taking on water. The boat's beginning to list. Sooner or later, your passengers sort of abandon patience and start heading for the lifeboats. That becomes problematic. It has been one bank at a time. Congress needs to do something to make sure it's not systemic. Even if it's a one-stage patch, even if they do something now, amend it later, they need to do something now. We are in a very precarious, exceptionally precarious position with the financial system.
What do you see as the time frame here? Because this failed, and so it's obviously going to take a little bit more time for Congress to find a patch.
Yeah, well, I've been wrong so far once today about the time frame. I really thought that this would pass. Somehow, I really thought that that Congress would get it, that they would understand how precariously and dangerously positioned our entire financial system is. Each bank is interlinked with the other banks. Each assets, as they drop, hold assets of the others that also drop. So when one goes down, the strength of the other becomes impaired. So you kind of have to stop this now. I thought Congress would do it. I hope that they get on it very quickly. I hope that they stay at work overnight and until they can get something passed to offer some relief to the nation's banks.
Michael Farr is the president of Farr, Miller & Washington. It's an investment firm in Washington, D.C. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much.